Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. We bring them to you today here on the NFL Draft Blast. We've kind of changed things up in the Players Platform show. Just kind of stagnant with some of the intros and outros. But if you take notice, like I said, a little intro change from what we're accustomed to here at the C2P. We're going to be joined with UNLV defensive back Torrey McTyre. He's going to take some time out of his busy schedule as he prepares for this next level, and he's going to call here into the show. And we also have Max Haplin, the Western Kentucky center, one of the top centers in this upcoming draft. I think Pro Football Focus had him, I think, ranked eighth, so it's pretty substantial rankings, and I know they're a very trusted source in terms of what kind of rankings they're going to put out on these guys. So he'll be coming up at 3:30 Eastern and 12:30 Pacific. But again, we're going to be having Torrey McTyre here on the C2P. We had a great show all week long. We also had Tyreek Hill, Kansas City Chiefs receiver on. I encourage you to go back. You know that you can always find these at collegepro.com under the campus report section. You can always find these shows at iTunes as well as in the Players Platform show. And then obviously at Blog Talk Radio. You just simply type in Tyreek Hill Blog Talk Radio, or you'll type in Torrey McTyre and Blog Talk Radio, and the links will be there for you. The links are already up, but in case you're searching for them, you're just kind of listening. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, I don't know if you could actually be listening if you don't have the link. But with that said, we always encourage any listener out there to kind of know those options. That way you guys can find out how to kind of get informed about what these prospects bring to the table. Next week, we'll be in Youngstown, Ohio, and we'll be there for the YSU Pro Day. It's going to be an interesting Pro Day as well, because when you look at that draft class, they have some substantial talents. Obviously, Derek Rivers is the big name, but several others. But that's encouraging to all the guys there, because with that said, it's going to be a packed house at YSU. But with that said, we do have the standout from UNLV, Torrey McTyre, here on the C2P. Torrey, we appreciate you taking some time today. Can you believe your time as a college athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for the next level?
You're talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I just...
Torrey?
I just called in to listen.
Yeah, this is Torrey.
Yeah, Torrey, what's up, my man?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. We're just kind of, going through the show. I mean, can you believe your time at UNLV's kind of come and gone, and now you prepare for this next level?
Yeah, it's like, when I go back and look at it, it went by pretty fast. Like, it seems like yesterday was my first day up there. So, yeah, it went by fast.
Nice. And for you, I mean, when does it sink in? I mean, you know as well as anybody, I mean, playing big-time college football, you know, you can arrive on campus and things just don't pan out. Maybe you don't become a starter. I mean, you really never know until you arrive and kind of get your feet settled in. But when do you kind of get the notion that, hey, you know what, at the end of this collegiate journey, the NFL is a possibility?
That's something that you kind of train for as you're there. Like, once you – I'm sure that all kids – come in to college with the mindset that, you know, there's a chance for me to go to the NFL. So I believe that once you're there, and that's something that you always train for.
Nice, nice. And for you, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you a better athlete way back then? I mean, were you the kid with the ball in his hand scoring touchdown after touchdown?
Oh, yeah. I played both ways. I played pretty much everything in Pop Warner, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, linebacker, corner, safety. I played it all. So, yeah, I would say so.
So I guess with all that versatility, when do you kind of start to emerge on the defensive side of the ball? I mean, how do you kind of know that's the position that's going to take you the farthest?
Well, it's kind of funny, because coming into college, I actually came in at UNLV as a receiver, but since our depth at receiver was so thick, I got moved over the corner the day before fall camp, and I just kind of already adjusted to it as camp went along.
The day before fall camp.
Because I actually have a pretty good pedigree on the defensive side of the ball. I have my dad played in the NFL for a few years, so.
How much did you kind of rely on him?
My dad has helped me throughout my whole life, so I don't think I would be here right now if it wasn't for him.
Nice, nice. So, I mean, how is that, man? I mean, it sounds just simple enough. Hey, you know, it's the first day before fall camp, but, I mean, do you kind of have an inkling that this move might be coming? I mean, coaches may be hinting at you that, like, hey, Torrey, we might ask you to switch sides. And, I mean, kind of take us into how that comes about.
Well, considering that I played both ways in high school, coming in at UNLV, I knew it was a possibility because I was kind of, I wouldn't say like undecided, but it was kind of, okay, like you could play either or when you come in, so don't be surprised if you get moved over. So it was kind of something that I kind of had in the back of my head, but I didn't let it affect me as to how hard I would work playing receiver and stuff.
And then the rest is history. Once again, Torrey McTyer here on the C2P as we talk some NFL with this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. And it's ironic to think that we're closing in on April 27th. The days are just kind of dwindling down so quickly. Last week we were at the Indianapolis Scouting Combine, and now that seems like ancient history as pro days really start to commence. So kind of let's go under the hood. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts right now, Torrey, they're checking you out. They're watching the tape. You're sitting in there with them. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table?
I believe my versatility and my speed, my love for the game. Because I believe that I'm a very talented player, and I believe that I'm very underrated considering all the other corners across the country. Because if you look at my film from the years before, each year I get better. I believe a lot of the other corners across the country have already reached their potential, their full potential, and then they have better years. Some of the guys have better years, their sophomore years or junior years. So I believe that my best is yet to come.
Nice, nice. Does anything go unnoticed? I asked this question because we shared a show with scouts. I know some of them listen in. Could be game film study, leadership qualities, maybe a weight room warrior type thing. What do scouts need to know about you that they just won't be able to see on film?
Oh, I live in a film room. Film room is something that I take pride on, just knowing my opponent in and out. And that's something that I really take pride on.
Nice, nice. I'm a junkie for this question. When you guys say you guys are film junkies, take us through a particular play. You've been studying film all week. Saturday rolls around. What you've been studying kind of comes to fruition and you make a play, my man.
Our Wyoming game this year, I think it was the fourth quarter. It was third down, and I watched this play hundreds of times. So it was a single. There was three by one. It was a single. It was trips left. I was on a backside single receiver side, and then backside Wyoming. I knew that the backside they're going to run this out route. So we've been practicing this whole week. I've watched it on film hundreds of times, and so as soon as they broke the formation, I knew it was coming. So I was just thinking in my head, like, he better not throw this. And then sure enough, he threw it, and I intercepted the ball. And that was a huge momentum changer for the game.
Excellent. You know, that's why I love that question because, you know, it's people watching the game, they just assume, hey, maybe the quarterback messed up or whatnot. But, you know, they kind of don't say, you know, there was weeks of preparation going into that one particular play where, you know, you kind of, you know, sniffed the QB out and made that question. I love when you guys are junkies because I love getting those questions answered. For you, I'm curious. I don't know the exact date, but when's your pro day?
My pro day is March 28th.
March 28th. Awesome. Where you been training? Have you been staying at school? Have you gone off to a facility to work out?
I'm here.
What's kind of been go ahead.
I'm training here at Exos in Los Angeles.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. How's that going for you? Those guys I know do a great, great, great job.
Yeah, everything's been going great here. They've been doing a good job of taking care of us and pushing us, getting us better.
Nice. And it may change a little bit, but what do you think your height and weight's going to be when you weigh in and do your height weight for the pro day?
My height should be around 5'11 and a half, 188 to 190.
Nice, nice, nice. And is that about right where you played at, around 188, 199 during the season, or can you have it added or shed weight since you arrived?
Well, during the season, I actually played at around 195 this past season. So I wanted to kind of slim up and slim down and gain more lean mass.
Okay.
So that was kind of my goal. That was kind of my goal this offseason.
Nice. And you mentioned your dad, Tim, playing in the NFL and whatnot. Do you kind of tease each other at all about, you know, who does this better or anything like that?
Well, growing up, I used to always tell him I'm going to be way better than him, and he kind of just looked at me and laughed it off. And still to this day, we still have competitive arguments about that. So it's fun argument.
Nice. So where does mom weigh in on that? Does she side with you?
My mom really doesn't have a part in that, but I'm sure my mom will side with me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Torrey McTyer here on the C2P, the UNLV standout DB, kind enough to join us here as we talk some NFL draft. And again, the days are quickly approaching before April 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia this season. Torrey, have you given thought to how you're going to spend that weekend? I mean, do you kind of want to be around family and friends? You just kind of want to isolate yourself somewhere privately? I mean, kind of take us to the mindset.
Well, I think that day will be something big for me and my family, so I think I'll spend that day with my family.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's an exciting time, and like I said, you're only going to live this particular point in your life one time before you get to that next level, and I'm sure endless thoughts on all the possibilities and how that's going to end for you. For you, I'm curious. I mean, being at UNLV, I mean, being there, having the kind of impact you have, I mean, for those Rebel fans out there listening to the show, I mean, kind of take us inside what you love most about being a Rebel and what you loved about playing there on Saturday.
Well, just the environment, you know, it's a great school, great coaches, great players, and we all did a good job of pushing each other, so I think that's what kind of makes it great, you know.
Definitely. And like I said, it's an exciting time. And like I said, I'm sure all the fans who are dedicated Rebels fans are going to miss seeing number four running around out there doing what you do best. And that's doing your shutdown role. We are almost out of time. But before we let you go, Torrey, we always like to throw some lighthearted stuff your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. Saturday rolls around. Are there any particular game day superstitions for you?
No, I really don't have any superstitions game day.
No? No? So you just kind of straight at it, huh?
Yeah.
How about Coach Tony Sanchez? Does anybody do a great impersonation of him? And if they do, would they do that impersonation in front of him?
Oh, no. Nah, we don't really have any impersonations on him, but we have a good impersonation on one of our receiver coach Cedric Cormier, and a lot of guys do him perfectly.
Excellent. And Definitely. And I hope he gets that shout out. I think you guys enjoy answering this particular question, Torrey. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson. I've had a crush on Scarlett Johansson since I was little.
That's a good guess, man. She's a franchise pick. Not too many names that are mentioned are franchise picks, but definitely heard her name quite a bit on the show. And then the final question for you, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and designs the themes that you guys want on your cleats or your spikes. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what kind of theme or idea would you want on there?
Probably something alongside speed. Speed kills or something along those lines. I think that's something that I'll have to take more in consideration. As far as what exactly I would want on it, but as for now, that'll be something else that comes to mind.
Nice. So you're talking about speed kills. What kind of killer speed do you think you're going to lay down on your 40?
Just gonna have to wait and see.
No, leave them in suspense. That's the way to do it, my man. Well, Torrey, hey, it's been great to get to know you. It's been fun. I kind of caught some of those late night games on ESPN2 and ESPN, but. Hey, man, fabulous career. I can't wait to find out where you land. But until then, or even afterwards, I should say, stay humble and stay hungry and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Torrey McTyer, the standout UNLV DB here on the C2P. A lot of DBs, C2Ps type things getting thrown out there. I encourage you guys to go back and listen to this again. And if you can see his highlights, I encourage you guys to do that as well. He's a very talented kid. And he kind of touched base on that speed, and that's kind of where he makes his mark. And as he mentioned in the show, any guy, and I just – I'm just a stickler on this. I love anybody with the pedigree that their fathers or, you know, grandfathers played in major league sports, NFL, et cetera. I just think it goes a far way of kind of getting that DNA put out there. But if, again, you want more of Torrey McTighe, you always can check him out here on the C2P. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.